Today we celebrate the feast of a great doctor of the church, a great confessor and teacher of the church, St. Anthony of Padua, whom some would prefer to call St. Anthony of Lisbon because he was born and lived in Lisbon. And shortly after the death of St. Francis, who died in 1226, a group of Franciscans came through. He was a canon of the Cathedral of Lisbon, a very wealthy young priest, as was the case in those days. And this group of, I think it was six or seven young Franciscans, they were all young, it was new, the whole thing was new, came by on their way to Africa because Portugal had the seas and they traveled all around the whole of the continent of Africa. And so they went, and a few weeks later, the sad news came, and with the news came also the reality. The Franciscans were brought in their coffins to Lisbon, and they were buried there. So they're the first martyrs of the Franciscan order. This so inspired young Anthony, that he decided that this is what he wanted. And so he resigned his position as canon of the cathedral and went to Italy. Now, on their way there, because of the seas and the sails, they made different stops. And several times they thought they were going to drown. But nevertheless, St. Anthony prevailed upon God and the Blessed Mother, and they were saved. And eventually he came, and he himself was received into the Franciscan order, and he became one of his greatest teachers. And of course, I was listening to someone speaking, and the reason we pray to St. Anthony for lost objects is because he had a very precious book. And another brother basically absconded with it. And so St. Anthony prayed and prayed and prayed, and the brother was touched with remorse and came back and asked for forgiveness and returned the book to St. Anthony. So the lost book was found. And as a result, ever since he died in 1231, still a very young Franciscan, we have been praying to St. Anthony for everything we lose. And today, on this day every year, I have a Mass in thanksgiving to St. Anthony for all the things that I continuously misplace, and then I pray to him, and I find them. Now, as I have said before, if St. Anthony doesn't work, then you have to go straight to Mary. And my mother would swear that any time you said the memorare, when something was lost, you would find it. And it works. So today we honor this great saint, defender of the faith, confessor and doctor of the church, and great Franciscan, St. Anthony of Lisbon and Padua. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.